All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and happy Super Tuesday. Glad you are with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It is 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Before we get to our Super Tuesday coverage, we got a lot of it. A couple of announcements that I would say all three of them were somewhat surprising to me. If you live out in Arizona, you may not know, and maybe I'm telling you for the first time, that your senator, independent senator Kristen Sinema, has announced that she will not run for a second term after her estrangement from the Democratic Party left her politically homeless without a clear path to reelection. And there is now a Democrat in the race. I believe Carrie Lake is going to be the Republican nominee out there. But in the end, Sinema's border security ambitions, career in Congress swallowed up, you know, she says by, you know, well, her words, "I love Arizona. I'm proud of what we delivered," he said in a video on social media, "because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done. I will leave the Senate at the end of this year, and that avoids a three-way contest in what will be one of the most closely watched 2024 Senate races in what is a definitely hard-to-forecast scenario that, you know, spawned fierce debate among political operatives whether one major party would benefit in the quest for the Senate majority. Most analysts agreed Sinema had faced significant, likely insurmountable hurdles if she did decide to run." And anyway, so, I mean, at least she tried to be. I mean, I'll tip a hat a little bit. I mean, I think she saw extremism in her party. And she's got to know, anybody that lives in Arizona knows how bad illegal immigration is out there. You really need to understand this. It is bad. And the governor out there is awful. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is vetoing a bill that encouraged police to arrest Joe Biden's illegal immigrants, the unvetted illegal immigrants. She vetoed the bill yesterday that would have allowed law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants, illegal keyword, crossing the state's southern border. It was called the Arizona Border Invasion Act, would allow authorities to do their job, arrest illegal immigrants crossing the southern border through unlawful ports of entry, and impose penalties, a maximum 6 months prison term for the first offense, 2 year maximum for subsequent offenses, according to the bill's text. Hobbs had previously sounded the alarm over the ongoing border crisis, but I mean, it is what it is. This is now impacting not only Arizona, California, Texas. Every state now is a border state. Every state is impacted by this, because Joe Biden has been aiding and abetting in the law breaking. Anyway, Sinema's out. Interestingly, John Kerry, "I voted for the $87 before I voted against it." Mr. Private Jet himself, A1 Class A hypocrite, the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, apparently is now stepping down tomorrow. You know, don't let the door hit you in the ass, John, on the way out. You've been pretty useless flying around the world with your big carbon footprint, lecturing the rest of us. "Oh, my work is so important that, you know, I just need the private transportation." And then they let what? They want to take away our beef. They want to take away our air conditioning. They want to take away our refrigerators and our freezers. Try to shove electric vehicles down Americans' throat. By the way, I don't care if you want an electric vehicle or not. It doesn't matter. Then Victoria Nuland, the third highest ranking. Oh, do you have that cut? Is that what you're telling me in my ear? Yeah. All right. Why don't we play that? Because this is priceless. His
on
work
that issue,
is so
pollution,
much more.
I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
If you offset your carbon, it's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle. I negotiated the Paris Accords for the United States. I've been involved in this fight for years. I negotiated with President Xi to bring President Xi to the table so we could get Paris. And I believe the time it takes me to get somewhere, I can't sail across the ocean. I have to fly to meet with people and get things done. But what I'm doing almost full time is working to win the battle of climate change. And in the end, if I offset and contribute my life to do this, I'm not going to be put on the defensive.
I am not going to be put on the defensive. You know what a carbon offset is? It's the equivalent of you go out and cheat on your spouse, your husband, your wife, And let me buy you a ring. Let me buy you a new Mercedes. Let me get you a new car. It's an offset. I had one little mistake. I just cheated on you. Okay, I'll pay penance by buying a carbon offset. It's a crock of garbage that they've been peddling. You know, a private jet is the only choice for somebody like me, and I negotiated the Paris Accords. Yeah, the asinine Paris Accords, the very Paris Accords that classify China and India as developing nations, meaning they pay next to nothing, and the U.S. pays the freight for those that idiotic agreement. Thankfully, Trump got us out of it, and of course, Joe Biden, the dope that he is, brought us back into it. Anyway, we're watching today Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Texas, Texas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, all and American Samoa, the U.S. territory of American Samoa, all holding either their primaries or caucuses. Caucuses held in Alaska, Utah, and Democratic caucuses are in the U.S. territory of American Samoa, but primaries will be held in Alabama, Arkansas, California. By the way, out in California, watching the Steve Garvey congenital liar Adam Schiff race very closely to replace Dianne Feinstein. Now, they will have a runoff, the top two candidates, in November, which is probably a heavy lift for any Republican out there, but Steve Garvey's well-liked, and certainly as a Republican, I think, might be able to bring a little common sense to that state. Is it possible? Is it doable? Or are we going to be stuck with the congenital liar? I don't know. It could go any particular way. Look, what you need to know, we'll go over some of the interesting facts. We'll go over the poll numbers with our pollsters coming up at the top of the next hour. You do have a combined 874 delegates, or 72% of the 1,215 needed to earn a majority and clinch the GOP nomination. And right now, Donald Trump has a very big lead. I think it's about 253 or 4, if my math is correct in my brain, to about 43 for Nikki Haley. Some of the states. Now, if I'm looking at the list of states, I would say that tonight is probably going to be a very good night for President Trump. Is there a chance he can sweep all of them? Yeah. Are there states that have open primaries, which I think is insane? Republican Party's got to get a hold of this asinine idea of having an open primary, which allows Democrats or independents to vote for a Republican candidate. That's got to stop. Republicans should pick Republican candidates only. Otherwise, you're opening yourself up to nefarious activities of socialist radical Democrats if they want to play games in a particular state. Not a good idea. So anyway, that's got to change. But with everything that's happening, I mean, this is probably the last stand, I would argue, for Governor Haley, unless she shocks the world tonight. Probably the states, I would argue, she has the best chance of doing better, not necessarily winning, would be Virginia, Vermont. Maybe she could win proportional delegation out of Minnesota. That would be a place I'd look for her. But I think if you look at the other states, I think it's all the indications are that it's going to be a big night for Donald Trump. Alabama, 50 delegates. Alaska, 29. American Samoa, 9. Arkansas, 40. The big prize of the night is California. Majority take all or proportional. I'll explain that later. Colorado, 37. Yes, Donald Trump's on the ballot. Maine, 20. Yes, Donald Trump's on the ballot. And Massachusetts, 40. Minnesota, 39. North Carolina, 74. Oklahoma, 43. Tennessee, 58. The second big prize of the night is Texas, 161 delegates there. Up for grabs, 40 out in Utah, 17 in Vermont, Virginia, 48. And so we'll be watching and we'll see what happens. And it's just going to be fun to watch. We'll also later get back into the Supreme Court's big decision. But anyway, this is probably going to come into very sharp focus after tomorrow. that this is going to be a rematch between Biden and, of course, President Donald Trump. You know, it's fascinating. We now got news that Michelle Obama is saying, no way, she's not running. Don't count on me running. It's not happening. As much as maybe people want that to happen, have been wishing it would happen, praying that it might happen, very clearly is saying, no, she will not be running for president in 2024. I didn't think she would. I think you need a certain, how do you say this? You need a certain constitution, you know, in terms of yourself to be able to be in that world. I mean, they don't call it a blood sport for no reason at all. It is a blood sport. It just is. It is hard. It is arduous. It is difficult. You get hit every single solitary day, and you also have to hit back. It's just the way things are. And I don't think a lot of people are cut out for that. But anyway, so 854 delegates up for grabs, and we're going to be watching it very closely. We won't have anything anecdotal even until tonight for example, Fox is doing full news coverage tonight. I will be on in the 9 p.m. hour like I usually am, just as a guest with Brett and Martha. I'm looking forward to it, actually. And, well, if you look at North Dakota, Donald Trump won North Dakota. I mean, he won by like 86% of the vote last night. I think you're going to see a number of those states as well. And just looking at what an uphill battle, then the question becomes for Governor Haley. There's been reports that her future spending is stopped. What she plans to do afterwards, I don't know. Nobody ever listens to my advice, but if Nikki Haley, after she lost Iowa, came in third place in Iowa, lost by double digits in a state, if she was going to do well in, would have been New Hampshire, in my view. She had the strong support of a very well-liked governor, Governor Sununu, in the state. So she had that advantage. And she also had the advantage of it having so many independents in the state and people that had the ability up to a certain date to make the switch and decide as a Democrat they want to vote in the Republican primary, because there wasn't a primary. You might remember that Joe Biden basically shoved his middle finger in the face of Iowa and New Hampshire and wanted to move straight to the state of South Carolina, which saved him back in 2020, thanks to the support of the very powerful Congressman James Clyburn. I met his, when I was in South Carolina, I did meet the guy running against him, a very nice guy. We'll see if he has any chance to take him on and make any inroads. We'll see. Clyburn's been there a long time, but he certainly had a very big role to play in helping Biden in South Carolina. He certainly couldn't help him in the general election. You know, there's just interesting things. If this is what it's going to be, one has to ask a lot of questions if you're a Democrat. And we'll go over where the polls are. And they're just, frankly, simply not good for Joe Biden. None of it is good. And we'll check in with our pollsters and we'll get their reaction to all of this, too. Because on every front, he has a 38% approval rating. 86% of the American people don't think he's up to the job. People see what we see, and we've been telling you now for 4 years that it's gotten progressively worse since we first pointed it out, that he's weak and he's frail. He is a cognitive mess. He's not had a clean event in months, clean defined by his ability not to mumble, bumble, and stumble and not to know whether to exit stage left or stage right. Just completely out of it. And it just is, that type of decline is degenerative. I'm just giving you simple medical 101 here. You don't have to be a doctor to see what's happening. And that means that it gets worse. And we're seeing that unfold before our very eyes. Anyway, I want to tell you about MyPillow. Mike Lindell's been passionate, helping all the American people get a great night's sleep. It all started with his original MyPillow. After the pillow, then he focused on bedding. He created the now famous Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard me raving about them before, made from the world's best cotton, Giza. It is soft. It is durable, unlike any sheet you've ever tried before. And right now, they are offering huge savings on Giza Dream Sheets. For example, you can get the queen size set for $59.98, king size, $10 more, deeply discounted. And Mike and MyPillow employees, you know, we know that they're being canceled left and right by the big box stores and attacked by the media. And they appreciate their loyal customers, all of you and your support during these times. And they want to say thank you by giving you deep discounts. Also, you get a free autographed copy of Mike's memoir with any order today. It's simple. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, check out the sale on Giza Dream Sheets. They also have 60% off right now on their original My Slippers. Or you can call and simply mention my name toll free. It's 800-919-6090. You're going to love the various products they have. They'll help you get a good night's sleep. You'll fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.